It is time now for the frickin' frack of Nick and Nack. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, with Appraise This. You can, of course, find them on the web at tqag.com. That is Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. And I now see a full complement of frickers and frackers with us this morning. Uh-oh. Yeah, I hear a little background of me. But we say good morning to Tim, and we say good morning to Greg.
Yes, good morning. It's just me. For some reason, I'm hearing you on Tim's computer as well. So maybe hang up from Tim because he's not here.
But I have hung up from Tim. He's no longer there.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me see if I can find where Tim is here. Tim Luke. That seems to have worked. No? Let's see here. I'm afraid to hit hang up here, but I'm going to try something here. Tim Luke. And yeah, it says Tim's not online here, so we should be okay. Are you there?
I'm here.
There we go. That's better.
Wait, 1 second here. I'm
turn down the speaker on Tim's computer. That's what you can do.
There. I just actually powered him down.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Technology, a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
At the same time.
All right. So where's Tim this morning?
Well, he's actually at the doctor. He had a checkup this morning. So it's this... being this hour of the morning, it's the easiest time to get in. So, and he has to go when he can go because he's, as you know, most of the time he's not around.
Yeah.
So, he's going for his annual physical, make sure that he's strong enough to do these shows every week. So,
well, give him our best. So what's on your agenda for this morning?
Well, this morning, a very interesting thing happened last week that we have been following up, and it came to fruition. We're a friend of ours, he's a very good wildlife photographer, and he was also the photographer for the New England Patriots. And he passed away several months ago, and so we got a call from his son from the estates for us to do the estate appraisal. Well, we said absolutely, we would be honored to do this for you. And so we went to the site and we started looking around, and then because you know, he was a fantastic nature photographer. He traveled all over the world, got amazing photographs, but it was an avocation for him. It wasn't something that he did as a profession. It was his avocation. So we did the inventory of everything and came back, and I started doing research, and it turns out that the photographs, because he never really had any auction records, he never sold them, he gave them away to people. And it turns out that I'm having a difficulty trying to establish values on these things. And it turns out that what we end up having to do is the value is going to come from the materials that were used to make it, as opposed to the intrinsic value of the photograph, the piece of, in which they are certainly book worthy and certainly amazing photographs. But the photographs that he has taken for the sports team, different story, because those actually belong to the organization. So we have a little conundrum going on here. So when someone had this, and this actually goes to art as well, when the artist is trying to either sell their work or to get an appraisal on it, on the work, we as appraisers have to value it based on the materials and not on what the not what the value that you would normally put on a piece of art that had auction records, because we're looking for, in an estate situation, what's called fair market value. And in fair market value, I like to say that it's kind of the lowest common denominator. It's what, if an item were sold, what a willing seller and a willing buyer would accept to seal the deal. And that's usually a much lower value than if you were to find something in a retail setting. So in going through all of these items, turns out that now our emphasis has to be on trying to find out how much the materials cost rather than what the photograph would be worth if it were sold in a gallery. So kind of a new wrinkle, a new twist.
Do people understand that? I mean, no, I've been listening to you, and I think that perhaps what has happened, you know, you know, I blame screens for everything, but given the reliance of this form, I'm not sure that people who aren't already familiar with this business understand these nuances.
You're absolutely correct. And we run across this, it doesn't happen a lot, but we run across this occasionally, especially if we are doing an appraisal on, let's say, okay, Joe, let's say that you have painted, you're an artist and you painted this amazing piece of art. And you decide that you want to donate it to a museum or to a charity event to sell. And in order to do that, you want to have an appraisal. Well, we can't, just because the artist says that this would sell for $100,000 in their gallery, doesn't mean that's what it's worth. It is actually, for donation, the fair market value, it's only worth the value of the materials. So that's the value that we have to put on it. And there are exceptions to that, but for the most part, that is the general rule. And most people don't understand that. And it does tend to be shocking to somebody who has a large body of work that doesn't have, that are looking for the fair market value of the work in an estate
right.
situation.
And they assume, they perhaps assume or assign a different value. In their minds, they assign a different value to it. The other thing that a lot of, you know, just doesn't get focused on, understandably, until you come across it, is that very well-known artists or craftsmen or whatever have been known to have bad days, and sometimes their bad days, you know, the output on those bad days makes it onto the market just because of who they are.
Yes.
And so
we've actually experienced that. It's funny you should mention that, because this has actually come up in this particular appraisal, because we were trying to look back in our files to find a similar situation, and it turns out that we did have an artist who lived here in Palm Beach and had a vast, vast output, warehouse full of canvases and sculptures. And it turns out that the warehouse full of paintings were not really valuable at all. It's one of those where you say he had a bad day. Well, he had a bad warehouse full of paintings, because it was not his normal medium. So it turns out that all of these, the painting, we ended up using that as part of our justification for, because they belong to the to the artist, and the artist was, the family estate was trying to surmise what the value of these would be if they donated them. So it doesn't happen often, but when it does, you have to really be careful how it's handled, because you know, you don't want to minimize the talent of the artist, but then again, the IRS doesn't really care about the talent of the artist. They only care what you put on an item for estate purposes. So there are guidelines that we have to follow, and I say, not often, but we are following those guidelines for this particular this particular job.
And the guidelines exist. And if anyone, for example, watched the Kentucky Derby at the weekend, you know,
I'm still torn. By the way, I get it, but I'm
no,
still
you,
torn.
You shouldn't. You can't. No, be,
those, those are guys.
You can't be torn. There would have been a mass disaster had those heels clipped and four or five horses went down. And it's a decision that had to be made. There's just no
and
way.
As, however, as a very well known trainer said today, without taking a position, or yesterday, whatever, because the owner's having his say as well.
I have to say, great sportsmanship though on both sides.
Yes,
and I was very impressed by that. I wish other sports would take heed.
What the trainer said was, you don't call an objection in that race. It's just, it's a scrum. It's always a scrum. You just don't. But that's, you know, everyone has their own view of it. My point is only that there are guidelines, and it's not subject to outside pressure. That's all.
You mentioned a very important word, and that is guidelines. And guidelines are just exactly that. It gives you a starting point and a jumping off point. That's what guidelines do. And we as appraisers are bound to use guidelines in everything we do, because as the objective point of view, we need those guidelines to establish values based on what we are looking at objectively. So I think that guidelines might be probably one of the most important words in our business is guidelines, and we have to follow those guidelines to come up with a proper answer. Because at the end of the day, over the past 15 years, the IRS has made the appraiser they can be held responsible if it's not done properly. So the guidelines are there to protect not only the property, but also the person who is doing the appraiser and the appraising.
All right. We have about 2.5-3 minutes left here.
Well, Marshall, what would you like to talk about? Godzilla?
I would like to ask him about Darth Vader suit from The Empire Strikes Back.
All right, there you go. So I was close.
That is coming up for auction soon. And I would think that's going to bring in big bucks.
And that is definitely going to be, the word's out already, and it's starting, the hype is going to be getting even more and more intense as the auction grows closer. So items like that, especially Darth Vader, has become such a part of our
Geist.
I like that word better, actually. That when anything comes up, especially if it's Darth Vader, anything original from Darth Vader, it's going to just blow through the roof. Yeah. And we're going to follow that so closely, because whoever gets that, that's going to probably be, I have a feeling it's going to be up there with Well, I don't want to say it with the Marilyn Monroe dress, but the possibility exists that it could be up there, and it's going to be a piece of Americana and the American collectible culture forever.
All right. Well, we are out of time now, but tell Tim we hope that his physical turned out okay.
Hey, and by the way, I'm hitting the links for the first time since January because of the my little leg issue. Today, I'm gonna start at the driving range and see how it goes. So all right, I'm back.
Don't rush it. That's all I'll say. All right. All right, Greg. Take care.
So, have a great week.
All right, you take too. Care. Thanks.
Bye now.
That is Greg Schramm, one of the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. Appraise this here on Robin Hood Radio. You'll find them at TQAG.com.